No, there's been a revelation this week from the Department of Health that a total 74% or 76% of shifts in the Strabane area have not been covered in the last year. That means just 24% of shifts have been covered. That's a significant failure by the Western Urgent Care to ensure that there's provision for people when they need it in the Strabane area. And I have had meetings with Western Urgent Care on countless occasions in relation to the issue in Strabane, and the huge concern has been shared with me by elderly vulnerable people, parents, young people, about not being able to access the provision, and then ultimately having to go to Alt McGavin or OMA in order to get medical treatment. A lot of people in Strabane are asking what is happening with the service. Has it been run down deliberately to be removed permanently? And the figures clearly show a real concern, and the concern that I and my SDLP colleagues have had for some time. This is an absolute disgrace, in my opinion, and I think that there should be a fully functional service in Strabane to accommodate the needs of people when and if they need them. Strabane has lost enough public services over the years, and I don't think there is any justification for this from Western Urgent Care. Now, I will be seeking a follow-up meeting with them, but these figures are stark, and these figures will provide great concern for the wider electorate out there in Strabane and the people who are relying on the service. 76% of shifts not covered over the last year is a very worrying statistic.
I'm sure from your point of view that if this service was fully operational, it would in turn alleviate the backlog in the ED at Alt na Gabhán.
Yeah, absolutely. If people aren't well and they're having to go to Alt na Gabhán, then that only adds to a very congested system down there. And we can see on a daily basis the health trust put out on social media and other areas when A&E is very busy, only to come down if it's an absolute emergency. Well, in my opinion, people tend to only go to the hospital or to a doctor if it is an emergency or something they're worried about, particularly with an elderly parent or with a young child. And a lot of the cases that we've been hearing about in recent times is about young children and parents very worried about their child that needs to be seen because something happens in the middle of the night or after hours when the actual GP service is closed. So basically, for 74% of the last year, 76% of the last year, there hasn't been any service in Strabane, and this confirms the very real worry that people have on the ground. This isn't acceptable. It needs to be changed. It absolutely will be challenged, and I'll be seeking a way with the new Minister, Robin Swan, to see how we can look at this and how we can look at the service that Western Urgent Care provides. Now, when the service is there, albeit only 24% of the time, it is very good, but that is nowhere near where it needs to be. It needs to be well up to 100% margin and ensuring that it's there for people when and if they need it. Strabane people are feeling this. They're very worried about this. People need to know that they can access healthcare when and if they need it, and certainly at this stage in the wider Strabane area, that's not the case. And we have to remember, Strabane is a very rural area. People have to travel from great distances in the wider Strabane area, from Castlelarga, Hayarn, Cleeter, and so on, in order to access the central provision in Strabane, and when they get there, it's not there, and then have to make a further trip to Derry or OMA. That's not acceptable, in my opinion, and it's been getting gradually worse over recent years, and certainly in more recent months, I've been inundated with concerns from my constituents in relation to it, and at high time this issue was now resolved, particularly with a minister in place.